All right, we are back on the road to here with Dave Hall.
What's
episode
up?
Part deux.
Part deux.
Deux. Remember Hot Shots?
Yeah, I do remember Hot Shots. I think everybody our age probably remembers Hot Shots.
That's the first time I ever heard that word, part deux. Part and I was like, deux. What the fuck does that mean? I had no idea that it was French.
All right.
So we are going to jump right back into this,
Let's
man.
Do it.
Let's do it. So... Okay. We got real deep and dirty into your past. But, you know, with this episode, man, I kind of want to keep things a little lighter. Well, not necessarily lighter. Weirder.
I like it.
Which I'm always down for. So, where's I at? Oh, there it is. Okay. So, those of you that don't know, Dave is a rather accomplished TikToker. Quite the title.
I don't know if I would say that, but yeah.
So I dabble myself in content creation, and I mean,
yeah, that's what we're doing right now.
Currently hijacked my dining room, and yep. Here we are. But so, what led you to content creation, and what did that look like? Like, what? How did that pick up, and when did that pick up, and what did you learn about yourself?
Definitely. So I think as I deconstructed, right, and kind of moved into different spaces, and I was learning new things, I think that's kind of where it started. I had all these new ideas and these new thought processes, and I wanted to talk about them. Mm-hmm. I guess I think that's kind of where it kind of came from. Whether that was in video form or audio form, I originally thought that I was going to be doing, you know, strictly just podcasting. That was something that I think we kind of connected back in the day.
Yeah.
That was about that when I first moved back from Colorado.
You were asking a bunch of questions.
Yeah.
You and Kim were going to do one.
We had talked about, me and Kim had talked about doing one. I had I'd actually taken a course online about podcasting.
Really?
Pros and cons, like there was some good stuff there, and then some of it was just kind of repetitive too. But yeah, and so I didn't really know exactly what I wanted to create as far as content, but I knew I wanted to say something,
right?
I think that's kind of where it came from. And that was in 2018 into 2019. Mm-hmm. And then, like a lot of people did in 2020, I jumped on TikTok. And that was a lot of that was, I guess, stemmed from COVID. You know what I mean? Just the idea of it was a place to be and see and listen. And so I made an account and then had posted a couple of videos that I had done for Instagram, you know, when I first started kind of playing with the idea of making content, and it kind of just went from there.
Instagram is still like a kind of an enigma for me. I don't understand. I don't know why I don't like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't use it.
I don't use,
it's not hard.
I don't use Instagram at all. Yeah. Like I really don't. It's like, I still have one, and
yeah,
I mean, Sharon Maps has one.
You're right. Like, I don't think we've ever posted anything.
Yeah, there's some stuff on there, I think, but
I do post music stuff on there. Like, I will just double up.
For sure. Yeah, exactly. But so it started there and then just kind of snowballed from there. I was making some spiritual content, more, I guess, in the early days. It was more kind of just uplifting type stuff, you know, word magic,
right?
I think it's actually a good way of phrasing it.
I like
word
that,
magic.
Yeah.
It was, you know, so I did a little bit of that. You know, we were freshly starting the homestead kind of journey. And so I was making a little bit of content about that.
Like, there's a lot of that on there. That's
there cool. is. And it's, I mean, the stigma with millennials getting chickens and, you know, doing the homestead thing is real. it hit us. But that was something we wanted to do, whether I was going to make content around it or not. That was something we were just doing, and it just made sense to kind of make content about that. And that was even before, like, I hadn't really followed people that were making that type of content. I mean, once I started making content about the homestead and spirituality, I started coming across more of that stuff. But yeah, mm-hmm. I had no clue that TikTok was going to be kind of that home. Like, I mean, I looked at it as like the music app, just like everybody else.
So when, at what point did it start to kind of take off and you'd be like, oh shit. Like,
Yeah. I mean, there was moments, you know, I would have a video do really good and would gain, you know, followers and yeah, I mean, it was,
you know, and I'm going to speak for you because I know you're super modest about it, but yeah. I know myself, the reason I like to do content is because I'm aware that I have always been a performer.
Yeah.
I've been a musician my whole life. I love playing in front of people. I've always loved playing live. Like yeah. that's always been my favorite thing.
For and sure.
I don't have the time to really invest in that right now.
Yeah, for sure.
And the TikTok or whatever, whether or not anybody watches it, it just gives me an outlet. I mean, it's cool
for sure.
What people do and it's a dopamine hit and all that.
Yeah, for sure. No, it's always been that for me. Like, I mean, we've done that together.
Right.
You know, like we've been on stage together and played and in front of people and just that vibe in general is, yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And that's something. So, yeah, anybody that's met me and hung out with me for a while, I think kind of gets that vibe from me. Right. The idea like, oh, he's kind of an entertainer.
Yeah.
As far as the fact that I talk a lot and I do like to be the center of attention.
No. And,
yeah. I mean, it's because I was the youngest. I'll blame it on my parents.
I was like, the oldest. What the fuck is my excuse?
Yeah, exactly. That's,
I'm just an asshole.
Some things never change.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. So, yeah, I really do enjoy that aspect of it for sure. Right. Like, I enjoy creation in general. I always have, whether it was playing music, whether it's, you know, I dabble in art, not as much as I should. Right. But I do I enjoy writing. I mean, all aspects.
You've transferred that over into real life with the homestead and the growing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like just that, stuff in general.
Yeah. I mean, that's turning
actual creation. You know, yeah. It's
one little small thing into a whole lot of, you know, food.
Yeah. And and it is that too. I think that is some of the draw of a lot of those things. And, you know, it's funny, like you said that, like, I remember I made a video, I mean, probably 2 or 3 years ago on TikTok. And the idea that like people were getting worried about, you know, after COVID and having issues with different things in food, in the industry in general, and fear of food shortages and all that shit. Right.
Right.
Like you, and I'm sure you remember all that.
Yeah.
And even now, like the shit's still being talked about. Right. Like mm-hmm. the idea. And I come at it from a standpoint of like, yes, you should grow your own food to an extent, to the limits of what you have.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think that should happen regardless, just even for the fact of reconnecting with where your food comes from.
Yeah.
I come at it from that standpoint in a lot of ways. And it's also just, I don't know, you should be doing it.
What was that documentary you told me to watch that I never watched?
Seeds of Change.
Yes.
Seeds of Change. I remember it was in 2015. Like, so that was when me and Kimberly first envisioned it was soon after like we had started our deconstruction. And like, you know, I said, we didn't talk about it. We didn't directly talk about it, but we talked about it in different ways that, you know, in hindsight, looking back, we're like, okay, what's the next step for us type things. You know what I mean? And I remember sitting with a group of friends, like two or three other people, and one night sitting down and watching the documentary Seeds of Change. And it was something clicked in there. You know what I mean?
Right.
It scratched a certain part of my brain that it was like,
Dude, it's so funny because, you know, my wife and I talk about it and we fantasize about like it would be cool to have a homestead and grow food and all that stuff. But then again, we're both such fucking like sissies. You know what I mean? Like, like the whole like composting toilet thing. I'm like, bro, I'm out. Like, it's gotta go away. Like, I want to drop it and it leaves. You know what I mean? Like, I know, I understand that, you know, it doesn't go away, but I want it to not be around me.
I understand, you know what I mean? That. I don't have a compost toilet, but I know what you mean.
Like, I'm not a cat. Like, I can't just kick dirt on it and be good. You know what
for
like,
sure.
It has to go elsewhere after I'm done with it. But, and I see these people on TikTok and shit. And these motherfuckers are like living in the woods. And I'm like, I don't know about all that, man. Like, I'm going to be able to, you know,
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I got to have internet because, I mean.
Yeah.
I got to have internet.
It's part of, I have internet. Like,
we're not, I don't know. You guys aren't out in the, you know.
Boonies. We're not doing it that way. Yeah. Right. It's a. And that's the thing is, like, there's multiple levels to a lot of that, too, that we don't realize. It's, you don't have to be all in. You know what I mean? There's things that you can do in an apartment that make you a little bit more self-sustainable.
And you know, it's so funny because I got my brother's like a prepper
guy.
You know what I mean? So I got, like, both sides of the fence. Like, I got, you know. I guess I'm just going to have to rely on the fact that, you know, just being enough of a sociopath to steal other people's shit.
Yeah.
Completely, because otherwise I'm useless. You know what I mean? It's like, what? Yeah. You really start to think about, because I hear Sam talking about that and you talking about your side of things.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah,
what
am
I going to do? Like, I'm dead.
Yeah.
Like, I'm dead.
Exactly.
Like, if the shit pops off and society collapses, what, a fucking podcast? Yeah. I mean, what am I going to do? Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could get a ham radio. We'll just talk about God in my garage.
In your garage. Or, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's funny.
It really makes you.
No, for sure.
When you start talking to people that are into this, like, as a person who's not, it really fucking, like, it starts to get the wheels turning.
You're
like,
oh, yeah.
I really should do something.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, I mean, there's definitely that. That was something that, you know, speaking from a content standpoint, like, that was something I really tried to not do, was fearmonger. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, in that, because it's, it gets you views, and it's really easy to do. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Just saying the right words. And I do have some videos out there that I watch, like, again, it's like,
right.
Like I borderline, like I kind of skirted that, which is wild because it is a game.
Right. For sure.
Even as a content creator that was quote unquote spiritual, right? Like I was doing good. Like it's very much a persona.
Oh yeah.
Dude, was,
yeah.
And I know you called bullshit on that right away. Like when we first got back to hanging out and talking, I actually like divulged that I had a TikTok.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
like,
dude. Yeah.
So I dabble a little bit. Here's a TikTok. And then you got on, you're like, you have 80,000 fucking followers, Dave. Like, so what the hell?
I'm like steadily sending shit to Jason, or one of our old friends. I'm like, this is Jason Berg. I was like, look at this motherfucker, dude. Look at this motherfucker. Yeah. He was like, huh. He said, you know, I would like to say that I'm surprised.
Yeah, but not. Yeah, exactly. That's funny. And sometimes that's hard to hear. Like when I talk to people from the past and they see where I'm at and stuff, and they're like, well, that makes sense. Like, it's not
negative.
No, like, no. And I don't take it that way. Like it's,
because maybe. I always wanted to do radio. Like,
yeah,
I always wanted to do radio. And then, of course, you know, there's no money in radio anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
And now, like, this
look at you.
Gives me an outlet to do that
and 100%.
Not have to worry about feeding my family by doing it. So I get it. Like,
it's there. You know. But, I guess that, and I don't take it as an insult or in the negative terms. Maybe I look at it as the idea that maybe there's some authentication in that, I guess that would be the idea that people aren't surprised by that, or that's the direction I went. Like, it kind of makes sense to people. Maybe there's because it hasn't been a part of me for a long time.
Well, I mean,
always.
Clearly, you're good at it.
Yeah,
you wouldn't have.
Yeah,
I mean, I
guess
I like, think it's.
I go back and forth on that, but yeah.
Well, like I said, I do realize it's a character, and I think that's any of this. Like, I feel like. And I've noticed the more that I make, because when I started fucking around with it, I was asking you for all these pointers and stuff, right? And I felt so fucking awkward.
Yeah.
But now when I do videos for sharing maps, well, on TikTok, I feel much better, but I don't talk like I talk.
No,
you know what I mean?
No,
like my delivery is different.
Yeah,
the tone of voice I use is different. Like,
yeah.
But it is like getting into character.
Yeah.
And doing, I wish I'd have asked all these, because everybody I've fucking interviewed on here has been from like, you know, a content creator.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I want to know.
That would have been, the side of.
Yeah. Is that something like, you know, is it a. It's a show.
Yeah,
it is.
It is a character. And like, that's, you know, kind of, it's funny. Well, I had a house full of people that would tell me, be like, why do you talk so funny on your videos? Like, Dad, seriously, like, just use your normal voice. You know what I mean? Like, and it was funny because in the beginning I was like, that's the way I talk. Like, I don't, I'm not making a voice. And it's funny now, like you look back at some of those videos, it's like, whoa.
Well, it's something to, it's something to hide behind.
It is. You know what I mean? No, because for sure.
You're, when you're performing, you're not.
No, it's part of, it is part of that. It's a mask. And that's.
I'm glad you don't talk like that all the time.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, you kind of do.
A little bit.
The content.
Yeah, the content.
Delivery is different.
The, always. Because you, like, it me and be you.
Really hard to talk to you.
Yeah. Well, you get to hear, there's probably two people in this world that get to hear me rant about spiritual things or like something like an idea or like a new thought process or like it's you and Kim are the only two, right? Like, and it's, and you know the difference between something that's fairly rehearsed and me talking about it. And then those moments where I actually just kind of unload.
Well, yeah.
That's and like, those are those pure moments. Like you, and those are good, but they're hard to put into video form.
Well, nobody wants to see that shit,
man. Yeah.
Nobody wants. And I mean, that just comes from us as people watching TV or watching movies or watching whatever content or whatever.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to see somebody up there going, you know what I mean? Well, you know what I'm saying? Like it's much better if it's rehearsed. And I'm working on that with the next step I want to do with this. I'm going to try and just write a script and read from the script and see definitely. How that goes. And it's going to be, it's interesting. Like, it's,
Cause I remember you talking to me. It's not that I would have a video idea. I would roll it around in my head for maybe an hour or two. You know what I mean? Or sometimes it would be like, I would have a thought for a video on the way home, you know, from work or something like that. And I'd be thinking and playing and, then I would get home and I would grab my shit and I would go out to the garden or outside. Right. And 90% of my videos are outside. It just felt more comfortable. You know what I mean? And it kind of fit the vibe or whatever. Yeah.
Homestead. No.
Yeah, exactly. And then would, you know, punch it out usually in about 5 to 10 takes. You know what I mean? So it wasn't a lot of rehearsed stuff per se, but it wasn't, or not scripted. You know what I mean?
Right,
not scripted, but definitely tuned. Like I would tune videos before I did them. And there were many videos that I would come back to. Like I would start to shoot it and would not be able to get it out right. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, a week later would fill it and be able to get it out.
I kept trying to get everything in one take.
You
can't do that. Like I had to become comfortable with the jump cut.
Yeah. Yeah. You're a millennial. It's okay. Yeah. Like you're allowed to do that. Gen Z is going to tell you how you're wrong and pausing your video 500 times.
Yeah,
but
you can't do the jump cut. But
yeah, you're allowed to. It's okay.
It's so much easier, 40. Man.
No, it is. It's that's definitely something. But yeah, it is like in essence, I guess to kind of wrap that section up, it is a character for sure for me.
So
what was the rest of that question though?
Like,
did I cover that?
What did you learn about yourself?
Okay. Yeah. Learned a lot about myself in content creation. I learned a lot about, like you mentioned this, like the idea of how insecure I actually was behind a camera or just putting myself out there in general. Also the idea of just putting myself out there in general about stuff that was not necessarily in the beginning, I thought there wasn't going to be an echo chamber. You know what I mean? Like I thought maybe the things that I was talking about or saying were going to be vast and like, but even within
I'm
that
so
stuff,
original.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. These thoughts are completely.
Yeah.
New. Earth shattering.
Earth shattering. Yeah. Yeah. Prepare for your mind to be blown. But no, it's
old.
But yeah, it's so I wasn't expecting such an echo chamber, but there was eventually an echo chamber of, you know, finding people to agree with what I was saying and things that my viewpoints, you know, I would, because I would even fucking make videos about this is, I haven't made content in almost a year. Like, I haven't made content in probably 2 years regularly making content in 2 years. I used to make videos of unpopular opinions. and I remember at one point I'd made like 4 or 5 of these, like a little series within, you know, my content or whatever. And they were all sound like I literally 90, probably 95% of the videos that I have out there, I can rewatch and still take something away from them.
Right.
But it was my delivery that fucking gets me, bro. Like, it really does. It's wild. And then the way I would kind of skirt that line of, you know, different things or whatever, right. it was fucking outrageous.
So,
but yeah, go ahead.
Why don't you make content anymore?
Okay. Yeah. That's a valid question. The idea, I definitely got to the point where I had never in my life experienced imposter syndrome, per se. And I don't even know if that's technically, it's not like I looked up the definition or anything. I'm not even 100% sure, but it's the idea that that character started becoming so real that it scared me. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
To an extent. It was more the idea that it wasn't that the things that I was saying weren't being put into practice, because they were. The idea of the videos that I made, it wasn't like I was reading stuff and then like, oh, that's a good idea for a video. Let me kind of play around with that.
Right.
These were things that I was in real time going through in my mind. You know what I mean? And you've seen a side of that that most people don't see, because like, I'll call you and talk to you about things that are literally happening in the moment.
Right.
That was the majority of my videos were that. So it's not that I don't stand behind some of those things, or, you know, like I said, it's the delivery in most of them that kind of fuck with me. But when you talk about spiritual things, it kind of comes with this caveat that everybody is happy and that it comes from love and light. We're not negative. We're not these things. Right. But guess what? Life is, life is those things, right?
That's probably been the hardest thing for me to adjust to that, because I have always been like, I love all the sad things.
Yeah.
Like, I love industrial music. Yeah. I love dark. I love like fucking,
you know, metal. Yeah, 100%.
Like, I really, for whatever reason, like, connect with that side of 100%. The emotional spectrum more than let's all love each other and be happy.
Yeah, 100%. Really. 100%. And so when life isn't those things, but you're expected to talk about those things in a certain way, honestly, like, those were my own expectations too.
Right.
Does it make sense when I say that? Well, I'm not like saying people expect that. Maybe they do, but that's on them. Well, like, that has nothing to do with me. It was all me and my perspective.
Well, you've got an audience that wants to see, they don't want to see you getting up there and bitching about what kind of a bad day you had.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's so weird, because I used to talk so much shit about like famous people that'd be like, well, I don't want to, you know what I mean? Like, somebody has to be always on.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and how fucking draining.
Oh, bro. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I understand that, you know, they're millionaires or whatever. I'm not like,
I know what you mean,
but
yeah, on a small scale,
like Jim Carrey or Jack Black, who are such a strong like persona and character,
exactly.
That shit has to be fucking horrible.
Yeah,
sometimes.
I can't even. I can only imagine, because I feel like even just my little bit of a presence on the internet, like I feel that.
Yeah,
even just that.
Yeah,
not nowhere near on the scale that some of those people have that, but I feel that. Like, and I think I had to kind of step back, and there were things going on in real life that needed my attention way more than that is where it kind of started. Like my taking a step back. I made a video, like I said, I made videos on stuff that was going on in my life. I made a video, about that. I was so focused on the next evolution of human consciousness. I was so focused on that that I was forgetting that it was all happening now.
Right.
Does that make sense? And that was literally that video specifically. I remember that one specifically. Like, that day after that video, me and Kim had it out about some things.
Yeah.
And it was one of those moments where we talked about communication, where she was communicating. But it was one of those ones that was communicating about shit I didn't want to pay attention to. You know what I mean? It's easier for me to be like, hey, I'm going to give you some transparency right now.
Yeah.
But when she, you know, brought
I understand what you're saying, but fuck you.
Yeah, okay? Exactly. That's exactly right. She was bringing some shit to the table that that was hard for me to listen to this time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That where her transparency came from. But I'll be goddamned if it wasn't exactly what I was talking about in that video. Right. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was kind of funny. You want to talk about manifestation. Like,
yeah, you go back and watch it and you're like, fuck.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And then like, and it's funny. And I think I told you this the other day, you know, TikTok will, push, you know, those, the notification of, you know, hey, this video is recommended. You posted this a year ago or whatever, right. You know, a year ago today is what right. they say, or
this day.
That's what it is. On this day. So I get those, like, it's funny. I didn't realize how much content I had made until I get one of those, like literally every other day I get one. From, you know, videos from the beginning to now. And it was funny because I told you one of the last videos I posted before I completely quit posting was a voiceover. And it was basically asking myself, you know, is it time? You know, time for what? What are you talking about? And it was, you know, time, the time where everything changes. And then I look back at myself and it's just me having a conversation in my brain, I guess.
Right.
And I say, of course it's time. It's always time. You know, everything's changing.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
Like now, now's the time.
Yeah.
And fuck. Like everything did change that moment. Like literally I made that video and I did not know that it was going to be my last video to make for a while. And everything started changing. And which, you know, changes, it's funny. We put a very negative context on change. That word itself, change is just change. And it's neither good nor bad. Your perspective on change is what's kind of, kind of sets it.
Yeah, I've been really working on practicing Zen lately. And I mean, it really, during the meditation, a lot of the meditation I do, I really focus on the impermanence concept, which is rampant in all of Buddhism, not just Zen. And it's so important to, and it's not a hard concept.
Yeah.
It's not a hard concept to wrap your head around. It's a hard concept to accept because we want, you know what I mean? Things are going well. We want them to be going well.
Yeah. 100%.
And you have to kind of center yourself and just let it happen.
Yeah,
you
know exactly.
I mean? And that's been the hardest part with me, if I'm being honest with you, like stepping away from it, because I really wanted to do this. I'm fuck, like, come on. Like,
I know it's,
but man, like I just kind of let it happen and I've been doing what I'm doing and it's still like fulfilling me. And like, I still like talking to you. So
exactly. You know. No, it was weird. And it was never like, I never expected, you know, stepping back from making TikTok. Right. Like that, cause that's where it kind of started. Like after that conversation, me and Kim had, it wasn't like it had everything to do with it, but nothing to do with it at the same time. She wasn't mad that I was making TikToks. It wasn't that it wasn't, you know, the time spent. It wasn't any of that that she had issues with, but it directly affected all that. Does that make sense? You know what I mean? It was a part of my life. So therefore the other things, it just kind of trickled down and eventually it got to that point.
You mean like when you're out in the garden looking at your phone and she's wrangling six fucking kids?
Yeah. Probably. Yeah. Like that might have something to do with it, which is very true. But you know what I mean? Like it literally was, you know, it was just a lot.
Yeah.
It was a lot to do with us, and it was a lot to do with things outside of us that we couldn't control. You know what I mean? Like it was just life happening.
Yeah.
And it gave me especially a moment to be able to put into practice the things that I had been learning and talking about over the years. Not that those things weren't in practice kind of throughout, but it allowed me to hit that point of like really starting to step into it. And it was never intended to step away from everything. You know what I mean? I did not, you know, because I mean, even towards the end there, I was making videos about me and Kim starting a podcast and doing that. Like I was on fire for a lot of it.
Yeah.
And then it kind of, I don't know. It was just a moment for me to be able to step back too, because you know, I had lost track of me,
right,
in the midst of all that, right? Like, in a weird way, it was becoming very familiar to something, yeah, that I had experienced previous, you know, yeah, like we just talked, yeah, about, yeah, in the last show. Like, you know, it was, there was parts of it that was becoming very familiar in that aspect. So it was a moment of stepping back, like, for sure, like, mm-hmm, stepping back. And that's why, you know, I didn't touch any spiritual content. Like, I would watch stuff on TikTok, you know, right, and still, yeah, followed some of the same creators that I've always followed and would watch their stuff. But yeah, right, I definitely stepped back for a while and kind of reconnected with.
So are you ever going to get back into it?
Yeah, I think so. It's really funny. And I think I've told you this too. Like I do have moments of like still having that itch, you, right, know what I mean?
Yeah,
to be able to, sure, create. And it's just, it is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It, man. So yeah, I think eventually, and okay, I think it'll come out again. But yeah, so
let me ask you this. This is kind of a personal question, I guess. So if you know, I jokingly call you a big hippie.
Yeah,
a lot. This is true. I mean, look at you.
Yeah.
And would you consider yourself? And okay, so being a hippie is generally equated with being happy and go lucky all the time, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Would you consider yourself a happy person?
Loaded question. Mm-hmm. For sure. Okay. Actually,
do you feel like you've earned the title of hippie?
No, by no means. Maybe just in look and aesthetic, maybe.
Yeah.
I do love people. I always have. So maybe I get it. I understand that. Like, I understand that, right, that title. But yeah, I mean, yeah, I love people. You can call me a hippie.
But are you happy?
I am somebody that's...
Are you a happy person, I guess?
Yeah.
Are you happy?
Yeah. That's the weighty part of that question. I consider myself somebody that seeks out happiness often.
Okay.
I wouldn't... Nobody's happy all the time.
No.
And if you are seeking that, I don't think you'll find it. But I am somebody that seeks out happiness often in life, as far as like in anything. I try to find that part.
May I make an observation?
Yeah, always.
I feel like you are inherently more positive. That's why I asked this question. You are more positive about things than I am.
Okay.
And I think it goes back. I mentioned my taste in music and my taste in all these things. Like, I, for whatever reason, am drawn towards
that stuff. Yeah.
The dark side.
Yeah, 100%.
And so I guess that lends itself to pessimism.
Yeah.
For me is way easier for me, I think, than you. And you try your best to see, you know, when we talk about like world politics and the state of things, you're like, oh, we could totally make a change. And I'm like, nope, fucking over. Like,
yeah, it's over.
Just, it's on fire. It's fucking good. We've already sent it down the hill. We just wait till it makes impact.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And like, that's the thing is like in this game, because I very much view this all as a game. Right.
Right. Like, it's very Alan Watts of you.
I know.
But it's true.
It is true.
That lecture changed my fucking life too, bro.
It's like, true. I inherently know once we reach a point in life of something not going to change or not.
Right.
I understand that. Like, I see that.
For sure.
But it's way more fun thinking about the other half.
Right.
It is.
Dude.
It is. Yeah. And that's okay.
Yeah.
I need a little bit of fun in my fucking life, bro. Like, I worked 16 hours yesterday. like no shit. Like, I need that. Like, I do. And I feel like, and I do. And I think that, you know, going back to the idea of why I enjoy making content. Like, if I can give somebody that little taste of something that like helps, even if it's just something small, like, if it fucking helps, like, that's cool.
I watch, I watch a lot of people. What's the lady? She does, her name is like Ileana. She has working on her PhD in like Middle Eastern history.
Okay.
I can't remember her handle, dude. Twitchy Witch.
Twitchy Witch.
Have you seen her?
Probably. I don't know.
Yeah. I believe she's of Lebanese descent.
Okay.
And, but she, man, she makes such, like, she's so intelligent, right?
Yeah.
She
does. Isn't so that much as above, so below girl?
Right. The one I sent you.
Yeah.
Know,
yeah.
She,
yeah.
She, like,
okay.
Totally,
yeah. Yeah.
I've
seen
that,
her.
Right?
Yeah.
She blasted that.
Oh, for sure.
And I love her content, man, because not only do I learn something that I didn't know
yeah,
always
yeah.
because
yeah, yeah.
she's incredibly educated, but it's so much fun to listen to somebody that has a positive attitude.
Yeah, for sure. You know what I mean? And she definitely is bubbly in that. And yeah, it's not like a weird, like,
no, she's not fake.
No.
She's just genuinely a happy.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, prone to, even when she's talking about upsetting issues.
Yeah. 100%.
It's so, all right, I'll allow that answer, Dave.
Yeah. Okay. I'm somebody that seeks out happiness often.
I prefer to be grumpy. So. Moving on in the weirdness.
Okay. I like it.
How would you define consciousness?
So I've heard you ask this question.
I've tried to ask this one to everybody.
Yeah.
Because I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I think the best way for me to answer this is to go with me. Mm-hmm. I feel like I experience consciousness when I am very self-aware. When I allow myself to feel the feels, mm-hmm. to let the experience be what it is, almost being able to step out of an experience subjectively and view it from all points, mm-hmm. I feel conscious in those moments for me. I guess awareness. That's
a good. I mean, it is awareness that you have emotions and awareness that
you feel 100%.
Things that
I think that lends bits of consciousness to us, those experiences. I don't know what the rest looks like though.
Why are we the only ones that seemingly, I've never lived in a beaver, I don't know, that I'm aware of. Do beavers sit around and ponder life
and
talk to their friend beavers in their little beaver dam houses and about, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's
why are beavers the only one that experience consciousness? And what are their beaver names?
Yeah. I mean, so do you, what are their beaver names? I was stuck on the idea that you picked a beaver. Yeah, I was kind of, I don't know where it came from.
I was going to go with llama, but beavers sound like more fun.
Yeah. Beavers are fun. I mean, in a lot of different modalities, like that, the concept of like animals experiencing consciousness or sentient beings comes up a lot. Like,
bro, I've been on the Gaia kick lately.
Yeah.
And I watched a whole ass episode about how plants have consciousness. Yeah. And I'm like, man, God, what the fuck are we supposed to do? Like, what do we eat, man? Like, everything's looking at you. Everything's sad that you're killing it. I mean, what?
Yeah. Are these things? I don't know. Do you have to be able to experience sadness to have consciousness?
Yeah.
Do you?
I feel like both.
What if you have the conscious awareness that I am here for a certain purpose? Then that, say, that leaf outside is here for, it has the consciousness that it is here for the sole purpose of fertilizing the ground, adding oxygen to the air, and possibly for a random goat to swing by and eat me. Could it not just have that consciousness? Does the consciousness?
No, because consciousness is both sides of the spectrum. Consciousness is not limited to one half. I feel like consciousness is being aware of the totality of the circumstances that you're in.
Okay. That's the same thing though, is it not?
Well, you can't have both sides. I guess you can. It's difficult to form an opinion without having both sides,
for sure. I understand that for sure. And
at least
something
an educated opinion.
This is one of those things, like, you know, we like, and I'll make this clear. I come from the standpoint that we do not live in a world. I don't know where I fucking heard this, but I've used it a lot lately. But we do not live in a world of facts. We live in a world of perspective and opinion. Mm-hmm. And that's not, like I said, that's not me. I don't know who that is, but it's something that when I heard it rings very, very true. It's, you know, so I definitely come at it from that standpoint. So anything based on what we say from here on out, I'll use that as my disclaimer. We do not live in a world of facts.
We know it's all.
This is all perspective and opinion. No, but I think that's a very powerful statement in itself. And I think that can change a lot in people's viewpoints and maybe in some of their judgments, but maybe not. So,
so let me to kind of expand on this a little bit.
Yeah, let's go for it.
So how much do we humans influence the changes that happen in our world? You know, how much of the impermanence are we responsible for? And this is something that I don't have an answer to. And yeah. I think about this in meditation sometimes as well. So how much are we, because it kind of goes into karma from a Buddhist perspective.
Yeah, yeah.
How much do we influence the changes that happen? Or are things just happening and we're just hanging in there?
Yeah, along for the ride?
Yeah.
Maybe both. I know that we affect things to an extent. And the reason why I know that is because I can look at my own life as that example, as I've ebbed and flowed okay. through this, right? Like through this life. Obviously, I've made decisions and done things that have had quote unquote consequences, right? Mm-hmm. Or that have affected my reality, right. For sure.
Yeah.
Like on a small scale, and then in that, right, my next circle, my actions and my things that I do in this life start to directly affect the people that are around me in a small circle. So the person that's closest to me, my wife, Kim, is going to be affected by that the most directly. Then those effects affect her and then trickle to her circles, my circles. Work circles, you,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, so these effects, depending on the weight of these effects, and I like to say weight instead of like the negative or the positive, just, you know, based on the weight, some are things are heavier, some are not.
Right.
Sometimes those ripples go out a little bit further.
Right.
So I think we definitely affect this reality that we live in. I feel like some things are maybe just set in motion. But I think that's more maybe earth-based. Mm-hmm. Like the grand.
As opposed to.
See, I know. So as opposed to some of those things that are happening, you know, maybe for instance, like, something happens on Earth, let's say a meteor hits, and some people are like, oh shit, like it hit, like that's scary. Right. And then some people are like, that's God, like God did that. You know what I mean? So maybe those things are just kind of happening. You know, these bigger things.
I thought about that with the eclipse that we just had. Can you imagine if you're, you know, a dirt farmer?
Yeah.
Thousands of years ago, and that happens, you're like, holy shit. Like, what is happening?
Yeah, there's something.
Yeah, it's like this is an omen.
This
has to be something. It wouldn't just happen randomly. Like you're going to assign, whatever
that is for you.
Meaning.
Yeah. That's exactly right. And we witnessed that directly, even with this one. I would see videos of Christians talking about, this is a sign of the beginning of the end.
Yeah. We witnessed that with COVID.
Yeah. Like 100%. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's, we are living in this world, right? Like, and me and you have had this conversation, not in this context exactly, but many times I feel like we've talked about manifestation would be a part of that,
right?
Directly affecting, even down to praying and or witchcraft or, spells, trying to, manipulate the happening of whatever.
That's something we've been trying to do since the dawn of time.
100%. So is that proof then? Is that proof that there is, some things happening in succession? Like, like they're just happening and we are just participating. And we can manipulate maybe some of that, maybe not to the extent that we think we can, but maybe. I do believe in manifestation. I think manifestation is a thing. I don't necessarily subscribe to the spiritual world's view of manifestation. I believe manifestation is something that is always happening,
and it's I
I think
I struggled with this.
Okay? Yeah,
I
yeah.
really struggled with this when I started learning, and I agree with it in the effect. The simple way of saying it is that you tell your kids from day one, you have a positive attitude and positive things will happen.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's, does it make, you know, if I say, damn, I'm hungry, does it make a fucking cheeseburger magically appear? No.
Dude, I would be.
Right. For sure. I am.
I think about it. Well, even without
me magically, you know, giving cheeseburgers, I just go get them. But
I think that's what Uber Eats is for.
But it's mental. Like it's in your, oh, you know, 100%. It's in your head. Like
100%. Yeah. Like it is something like it is you. Like that's the thing. Like that's where I get separated from a lot of the spiritual views of it. You don't need to pray to God to have something in your life. I used to say when early in my journey, I guess somewhat still stands true. Is manifestation dies when action dies. Like the idea of sitting and saying, you know, I need X, Y, and Z. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Whether it's a new job or, you know, I need to pay a bill or what, right. all these things. And I remember praying about things like that. Mm-hmm. I also remember.
You want guidance.
Yeah,
you know, 100%. Because it's easier for you to just say, hey, God told me to do this.
Yeah.
And now no, I don't have to fucking think about it anymore.
That's either. Exactly right. Yeah. And so, yeah, manifestation, prayer.
So if you fuck it up, you'd be like, dude, work. God told me to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Obviously,
yeah.
there was a reason.
That was a scapegoat for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, some of the things that I've learned over the years is just taking responsibility for me mm-hmm. also. But yeah. like, I mean, we've all done that, like, right. So manifestation dies when action dies 100%. Like that's kind of my standpoint rant on that. But yeah, I forget the original question.
I'm now with that. We got. No, it's just how much are we influencing?
Oh yeah. So but I do believe this is something we've talked about. The idea of collective consciousness and or collective manifestation. I believe that is a thing.
I think is obviously a thing because we have allowed ourselves to be governed.
Yeah.
We have allowed ourselves to believe in these religions. We
yeah.
We allowed yeah. ourselves all these things that is just basically an agreement.
Yeah. I made a video years ago and I was talking about like, it was like a high energy day, right? Like right. they say that stuff in
fucking hippie.
The high energy day. And like you can look at the eclipse, right? Like right. that was a high energy day. But why was it a high energy day? Was it because of the eclipse or because you had
everybody said it was a high energy day?
That's exactly right. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah, like, for sure. Yeah.
And you know, 9/11 will always and forever into the seeable future will be a high energy day because
everyone was scared. In America.
Everyone
was elated.
Yeah. And it's still being told.
Yeah.
Like we celebrate it. Like mm-hmm. people remember,
mm-hmm.
never forget.
Right.
Like think about the words that we use in some of these things. So yeah, it's what it comes back down to as far as us, you know, how much do we affect it? You affect it as much as you allow yourself to affect it because it is you. And then it is where two or more gathered are pretty much the same.
You went there with it.
It's, I mean, it is. But yeah, there you go.
Collective. All right. So let's bring it home here.
All right.
All right. This is the last one. What do you see as the next phase of Dave?
The next,
like, where are you headed? Are you going to re-enter the corporate world and? Cut your beard.
Fuck that. No, I there. That's yeah. I don't know. It's it's been with me since my change as right. far as deconstruction. It really has. That's when I like full blown started growing it out, and it's been with me ever since. I have kids that have never seen me without a beard, so that does make me nervous too, and I do take that into consideration. My 13-year-old daughter has never seen me.
I think you should fuck with them and just shave it off. Not say anything,
no, bro.
Just go complete.
Okay. It's shriveling up. Stop talking about it. Like, no. So yeah, the next phase of Dave. Fuck. Man, I honestly have no clue. I know that I am not scared of the next phase of Dave, and whatever that is. It's fun to think about. Mm-hmm. Like, I really do enjoy that. Like, I really like playing that mind game of, you know, what it could look like. And that's where manifestation starts, by the way. It's just in that thought process. So, it's scary too, though. I don't always have great thoughts. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, so, just because, sorry.
Yeah.
If you, that was my Bigfoot. But if you, if you believe manifestation works one way, it works the other way also. So, but no, the next phase of Dave, man, is hopefully not going to be 100% molded by the world that we live in today. And hopefully not 100% molded in the way the world changes over the next few years.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's, I kind of hope that, mm-hmm. Hopefully the next phase of Dave is kind of that, not
is your own and not a response to your
circumstances. 100%. Sound very stoic of me, but
well, it's going to be, mean it's going to
sound that way, but yeah.
I mean, realistically, it's going to be a mixture.
It will. 100%. That's why I say not 100% molded, because it's inevitably I will be somewhat molded by the circumstances that this world brings, mm-hmm. which is part of that, the idea of the being along for the ride. I think it's both of those. Like, so it is part of that.
Right.
But what I do with that is solely up to me. And where I take that and where it goes from there, that, you know, to form the next me is up to me, I guess. Like,
so the next you is up to the current you.
Yeah, 100%.
But not directly the fault of the past you.
100%. It's not.
I don't know what I just said.
but it's not.
I'm just saying words.
It's not. Like, I mean, I could let my past define me now, or I could let me as I am now define my future.
But why?
But why what? Why would I do that?
Yeah.
Or why wouldn't I do that?
Now, why would you do that?
A lot
it's
of
more
people,
fun to just let it
is,
happen. Dude.
It is for some people that's easy. For some people that's not as easy.
I feel like maybe it's too easy for me.
Sometimes, yeah. It can be detrimental. So, like, and I relate to that really well because Kimberly is that way. Like, I've always teased and said that Kimberly was like that perfect balance of me, mm-hmm. because where I worry too much, she doesn't worry at all. Yeah, you know what I mean?
So, it drives my wife nuts.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And for most people, like, you guys are not the norm. So don't forget that. Like, I tell Kimberly that often, that's not normal. Not that you're weird or anything like that, weird, but it is not the norm. Like, the majority of people are out there worried about the past and worried about the future and worried about the next thing. But I do believe that that's why some of the things that I've learned over the years are so detrimental to me, because this is like way calm compared to what it has been in the past. And not that that side doesn't ever come up, you know, our neuroses are here. They're us. They are us. They're a part of us. I can't leave it. I can't get rid of it. It's always there. It's always there. But it's just
learning how to like reframe it.
100%. And when it comes, it's not that it comes in and it fucking flips tables and breaks everything. Like, I'll invite it in and sit down to have like a cup of tea or something instead. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, okay, you're welcome here, but fuck, like, calm down.
Yeah. Like, I'm gonna need you to chill.
Yeah, exactly. And it literally is that.
With my flow.
Yeah, 100%. You know what I mean? And and there are things that come in and flip tables still to this day. Like, it happens.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know what the next phase of Dave is, but hopefully it's not 100% molded by the world.
I'm excited to see it.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
We're fucking here. Are you sure?
Oh yeah.
Dude.
What's the worst that could happen?
Yeah,
right. Whew. Yeah. We just don't buy any land in a South American nation.
Yeah, for real.
All right, man.
Bro.
Well, we have yapped for 2 hours.
It was fucking amazing.
Or excuse me, an hour.
An hour, yeah. It was two episodes, but it's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And
thank you. I love you, man.
I love you too, bro. Thank you for being a fucking friend. Yeah. Like, seriously.
Thank you for being a friend.
Okay, you can stop that.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway, so I give everybody that comes on the show the opportunity to plug anything they want to plug. So if you want to plug something, plug it.
Okay. Well, man, I am still alive and on TikTok. I don't post often, but you never know what could happen. So that's Dave Hall official. Dave Hall underscore official.
Official. It is official.
It is official. That's when I, in my brain, you know, that persona, like, I still call him Dave Hall official. It's so bad. There's two of us.
You shouldn't have made it your name. You should have been like, yeah, Lucius or something.
Lucius.
Paul. You could have, yeah, you just could have had like a character. You know, yeah. Some old farmer dude.
No, but I think it's reared its ugly head enough to teach me a lot. The idea of being called Dave Hall official. Yeah, so
that's good.
It's been awesome. Yep. So yeah, Dave Hall official, Dave Hall underscore official on TikTok and pretty much everywhere else.
Yeah.
And sharing maps.
Oh yeah. Yep. Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that. It is now. Here we are.
Well, but guys, yeah. We're done. We're tired.
Yep.
Thank you so much for listening. Check us out. We're streaming everywhere. YouTube, Spotify, Apple, all that good stuff. Yep. And we'll see you soon.
Peace.